So welcome everyone to the call today. I hope you're having a wonderful day today and enjoying all of the new earth changes. So today, we're going to be doing money and success, imprinted conditionings regarding money and finances and social conditioning, also relating to said subject here. So today's activation and presentation is going to be based on where the group's at, all those of you that have signed up for this series. So we want you to find a very relaxed position wherever you are so that you can receive. So let's think about what money really represents in your life. Think about your belief systems regarding money and wealth and finances, income from your business, your private practice, your job. Because much of the challenge regarding receiving money comes or is influenced by what's in your unconscious or that which was imprinted upon you as a young person in this world. So maybe think about where the world was at, where your family was at regarding money when you were born. Well, probably can't remember back that far. So maybe age 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, what you remember about money. Now, I believe money is the number one challenge people are facing in the world. Because obviously without it, survival becomes a pretty tough situation, eh? And I think money is even more of a challenge than health, relationships, your career. Now, forget the fact that many of us have had lives in the monastery and the nunneries and in the temples and all of that, where we didn't have to have a day job, where survival needs were provided, either by a benefactor, benefactors, you know, or by the temple that itself, perhaps through donations and that kind of thing. But we live in a world today where that kind of lifestyle doesn't relate. It's not in the system's thinking. So apparently, obviously, we have to be in the marketplace and earning income, not only to survive, but to save for our retirement, etc. So why is money such a great challenge in people's lives? So we are dialoguing to bring up with trigger words, questions and queries, that which has remained hidden from your conscious awareness. Now, you know, your parents and the church, they have their own way of thinking about money and receiving. And many of you have healthy ideas about money, but if somewhere in your unconscious, you've got this programming running in the background, you know, it's like an app that you forgot to close, so it's running in the background and is draining your battery on your cell phone, and it slows down the system, your phone operations. So think about imprints and conditioning, filters even, as like an app that constantly runs in the background and you're not aware of it. Because someone, well, they didn't tell you. You got to close your app, man. Right? And if you got pages all up on your computer and you forget to close them, well, that's going to affect operations too. So how about today? We'd be open to the fact that we can begin to close down these apps, actually disable them. You know, these are the ones that don't serve you in the current world. We'll call them old apps, old applications. So I'd like you to call forth your money helpers from the inner worlds. Just ask them to be present. And actually, I think it would be a good idea to ask your parents, the spirit of your parents, wherever they are, to come forth and to be a part of this presentation, this class, the activation, because they can get some healing too. And the spirit of your kids, if they're like, you know, out in the world and establishing themselves and building their career. Stress, anxiety, and worry. Money, money, money. Not enough. There's not enough money to go around. These are old sayings. Money is the root of all evil. That's a pretty big statement, you know? And how many of you have heard that from your parents when you were young? And rich people suck, and they're not honest, and that's why they're rich. You know, it's a variation of that theme, that rich people got their money dishonestly. So you can't trust rich people. Although, how many of your parents envied people that had money and wealth? Money is dirty. And spiritual people don't make money. Spiritual people cannot be rich. So you remember those days as healers and teachers and counselors and messengers of light. Those days where perhaps you didn't have to deal with money, that it was provided for you, you know, your survival needs. And now you come into this life and wondering, why is the struggle with money, and why is it like so intense and so troublesome? Well, maybe somewhere in your field, there's an imprint that spiritual types don't make money, not supposed to make money. But, you know, you think about doctors. And how come they can make money and you can't? Physical therapists? Psychologists? Something's wrong with that picture. And we're going to call in the comedy team, of course, because money's a tough issue. And get real serious about that. I myself struggled many decades, not years, decades, with that whole level of earning income to where I didn't have to worry about paying rent, buying food, getting insurance, getting a nice car, etc. Now, not to say that this series or this class in particular is going to solve all your money problems, but we're going to get to the root of why you struggle with money. And of course, you know that you're worth a lot more than you're being paid, right? And you're not bringing in the kind of prosperity that you believe you deserve with your private practice or your entrepreneurial business. So we're going to begin to separate out social consciousness, tribal consciousness, the world's view about money so that you can have your own space regarding your beliefs about money, of which you can change or you can keep. So let's take a deep breath, and we're going to relax even deeper into receiving. Stress, anxiety, and worry. Plus not enough time, right, in the day to get everything done. But that part, that will be another series or something. Money and success. So we're going to ask you why, if you're struggling with money, so why is it, how come you're not in success with money? Maybe we need to become one with that whole energy of money exchange. And for some of you, why is it that you have more expenses than income? Maybe someone can do a seminar series on budgeting for light workers. Ha! That'd be a good one. So some of us, myself included, we're not taught about budgeting, creating a marketing plan, business plan, all of that. But remember, we're moving into more of a quantum understanding about life. And so the ways of doing accounting and all that stuff has got to be released so we can move into a new level of how we're going to operate in the world. We can't do it in the old system ways of thinking. Because if you are, you're going to be struggling with the energetics that are coming upon the planet, plus, you know, what you're dealing with now. So what I'd like you to do, those of you on the webcast, and this will be for also those of you that are going to listen to this on replay, we suggest that you put down in the webcast, and I personally am not going to read it. So actually, Danielle's not going to read it either. Actually, no one's going to read it, except maybe the comedy team. But you can, as a way of release, to put down your greatest fears regarding money and not succeeding in this lifetime with your purpose, with your life purpose. Or you can put down all the emotions that are tied up around money, lack of money, fear of success. If you have a lot of money, well, I might lose it. Or someone's going to try to take it away from me. Or someone's going to try to manipulate me so they can have my money. Or what would happen if I become rich and famous, egads? Heaven forbid. Yeah, sometimes we do. We have a fear of success, even though we want it. So, you know, for many people, money is power. Well, so the thinking goes, right? More money you have, the more power and control you have over others or over things, environments, whatever. We are learning to use money wisely in an entrepreneurial a level with this quantum energy. So there are people that are doing great things with their money in helping others to get out of survival and to get out of depression and worry and hopelessness. But also right now, make it really okay wherever you are financially and with money. Make it completely okay for you to be in this space, in this situation, so that you can help shift it. Okay, let's take a deep breath. keep receiving. Now, peer pressure, social consciousness, tribal consciousness, and peer pressure regarding money. Once you think about that, who has influenced you regarding your belief about money? Those of your friends, your workplace, your social group. And why is it, this has always kind of intrigued me, why is it when you have a conversation with someone, especially those that you know, well, it could be sort of strangers too, but the question to never ask someone is, how much money do you make? That's like a taboo question, right? You don't ask that of someone. Well, why not? That's almost as bad as, not quite though. You know, what kind of a diet do you have? What kind of foods do you eat? Are there other taboo subjects too? You know, I went through unemployment just like probably everybody has at some phase of their life. Drawing unemployment, being laid off from your job, being fired, quitting because you couldn't stand it. And you didn't feel very good about it. That's natural. So I want to ask you to bring up those feelings as well, of those times when you lost face, you were disgraced, you disgraced yourself in the eyes of society or your family or your peer group. Oh God, I'm unemployed now. I'm no good. I'm worthless. Jesus, can't even hold down a job. And why is it that most people don't like their job, but they hang in there because it's their only source of income? How crazy is that? Yeah, we might get into that one in the third teleclass of this series, Career and Spiritual Growth. Money, money, money. Okay, let's take a deep breath. We're going to do some fun stuff in the activation with money. The archetype of money. So you're going to call forth your inner child or your teenage self. That could be a good one. That could be a good age range. Let's just say anywhere from what, 3, 4, 5 up to like 21. You're going to call forth that part of you that's still struggling with money emotionally and psychologically. And you're just going to know what age that part of you is and ask that part of you to join in on this activation. So we're actually telling people now and suggesting to people that whatever activation they listen to, you're going to call forth your inner child to receive the activation. Because many people still have this inner child wounding. The wounded inner child doesn't know where to go for healing. Because you kind of forgot that part of you that's still carrying that wound. You know, and these imprints, whether they're from parents, society in general, all it takes is one strong statement from somebody in a negative way to shut you down and to imprint in your beautiful brain these limiting beliefs. And not only about money, but anything really. So as a sensitive, you can take it on and kind of forget that you did that energy from somebody else. So we're going to initiate the process, if you will, of becoming aware of these imprints, these filters, so that you, on your own, with your higher self, your inner child, can begin to initiate a shift, a transformation in the way that you view life on earth. So because other people struggle doesn't mean that you have to struggle with money. And of course, you know, there are people, for whatever odd reason, they get jealous of people that have divine money flows. Why is that? I have no idea personally why that is. I guess it's because, well, if I can't have, then others can't have. That's kind of a weird thing. Okay, let's take a deep breath. We're slowly approaching the activation. We're going slowly because this is a big, huge deal for many people, this money thing. Now, a little footnote on how we create changes. So if you try to create changes from a beta or even an alpha brainwave state, it's not going to be permanent. You want to get into theta and delta. You know, normally we're taught, you go into those levels and you go to sleep. And I got to tell you, that's not true because I have proof. When I had a EEG with the VA, back 20 years ago, I just wanted to see if my brain was working okay because I did have a concussion in my life back when I was 20. And so it was a 45-minute procedure. I'm sitting in a chair and I'm all hooked up and I just go into a very nice, relaxed state. I actually consciously wanted to go into a meditative state and stay conscious. And so the tech, you know, after it's all done and read the whatever they read to take their notes, he says, well, you fell asleep a couple of times during this process. And I said, no. Yes, I had my eyes closed, but I wasn't sleeping. He goes, yes, you were. In other words, he so believed that when the brain spiked into theta and delta that people go to sleep. And I was trying to tell him, no, I was completely awake for the whole thing. And he just couldn't believe me because he was trained to believe that you go to sleep in those states. So we are learning to be conscious in those deeper, slow brainwave rhythms. And there are brainwave rhythms even beyond delta that I don't even know. They don't have any machines to track that, I don't think. But anyway, that's just for your own information, right? It's just one example of, well, who do you believe? Do you believe yourself or do you believe the tech that said, oh, that's not possible? You were asleep. Okay, let's take a deep breath. Okay, keep your emotional body open. Keep your mental body open so that you can feel all the distress from your worry and your anxiety about money. Don't hold it back. Just let your emotional body flow. You're neither good nor bad with these emotions, remember? Remember, you are the voyager. So you are not your emotions. They are a product of having a human body. And you're not a human being, remember? You are a divine presence that happens to have an earth bound experience through what is called a human body. But if you identify with your human body, then you lose track of your divinity. Ooh, God, forgot about that, didn't I? Got caught up in the health of my body and all its symptoms, got stuck in the emotions, went to denial, repression, whatever, shut down my mind, my mental body. So didn't want to go there, right? Didn't want to go there. Don't want to go to that place. Too painful. So that was a trigger word. So allow your body to bring up the pain of not having enough money in your life. Allow your emotional body to bring forth all the survival fears of not having enough. Well, what if I get fired from my job? Or what if I quit my job? Now what am I going to do? Or what if they have to go into foreclosure and sell my house? Egads. And if you're on the verge of thinking you're going to be homeless, without a car, without a home, without a friend, ooh, that's a big one. You know the experience I had that I've shared with, well, going homeless, and then on the verge two other times after that of potentially going homeless, bankruptcy, ruined my credit report, my credit rating, had no car for 13 months in dreary Seattle. That's the one place where you don't want to have a car, not to be without a car. Any place but Seattle, egads. I mean, Portland's even better. Oh, yes. Those are some cold months. Okay. Let's take a deep breath. Okay. So, as we always do, we're going to end the activation in silence. We're not going to give you a sales pitch to sign up for Blessings 3 and 4 and all that. So you already got that pitch from Danielle in the beginning. So we want to leave you with this feeling of connection, as we always do at the end of the activation. And so you're going to, if you don't want to come back towards the end, you just stay in the zone and come back when you're ready. With those that are ready to come back, we will guide you back. And so you can be grounded, so you can drive your car and do the things you need to do for the rest of the day. We do suggest that if you don't have anything to do for the rest of the day, that you maybe even take a little nap sometime after the activation is over. Not a long nap, but maybe 20, 25 minutes, like a power nap. Or if you can, to go out in nature and sit under a tree, sit on a rock, get some sunshine. And remember to drink lemon water, so it's really good. And food will most likely taste very, very good tonight. Now, if you go through some after effects and you feel kind of weird, that's normal. So give your brain time to adjust. I have to give you a little story here. So I was out yesterday marketing myself to this Jeep tour place, of all places, right here in Sedona. And there's two guys and a gal. And I said, well, I can give you a little sample of what I do. And because I was wanting to know if they could carry my rack cards. And the one guy, he kind of like said yes. And then the other guy, of course, he didn't want any part of it. But the gal there said, yeah, I'm open to that. So she was more open than the guy. And the guy that was sort of open in the beginning, he like was not open after he saw what I did. So basically I just put my hands on the girl's head and gave her a wave experience. And then I just asked her how she felt afterwards. This like took 2 minutes. And she goes, weird. I went, good. That's good. That's normal. Okay. So you, from this energy, especially for you newcomers, if you feel a little weird, that's to be expected. That's good. Weird is good in the quantum. So you're going to call forth your healing, you're going to call forth your healing team and your comedy team, because we're going to start the activation right now at 33 minutes past the hour, 33. Okay, so we're going to breathe in through the nose and exhale through the mouth. These are going to be very slow and deliberate, very full and complete in-breaths and out-breaths. Now, as you do this on your own, you're going to feel if there's tension in your shoulders. In your forehead. In your fingers. In your toes. So if you do, and most likely you do, when you breathe in, you're going to breathe in to the belly, then up into the chest, into the diaphragm, then up into the brain through the pineal, pituitary, thalamus. And then you're going to slowly exhale down the spine. So now as you exhale, you're going to become aware of any place where you have tense muscles, and you're going to consciously relax them on the out-breath. You're going to breathe in new light, new life. You're going to breathe in the energies that we call blessings from the power of grace. Grace-filled blessings from Source through the realms of heaven, as we call it. And you're going to hold the thought intention that as you exhale, you're going to release all old energy regarding money. Ancient beliefs about money. So when you exhale, actually visualize what that energy looks like clairvoyantly. And what is the feeling of this energy as you exhale and you're letting this go out of the mouth? What does it feel like? What is the shape of it? The texture? The colors? The form of it? It's old. You want to dig deep into the most ancient belief system, beliefs and emotions of those beliefs regarding money. That's not relevant for you anymore. So this can go way, way back. So just breathe very deeply into your belly. Bring the light up into your chest, then up into the brain, through the pineal, pituitary, thalamus. Now make sure your inner child is beginning to receive this, and your family members. And your ancestors, you've called forth your healing team and your comedy team. Now we're going to collectively call forth a huge sphere of light that is very bright, that is crystalline-like, that is a luminescent, radiating, energy that feels very protective and supportive of you, your higher self, your inner child, all aspects of you. And you're going to feel as if this sphere of light is very expansive and all encompassing of all aspects of your field. And you're going to ground your feet with the earth, or the base of your spine with the earth, and keep gently breathing in new light. Breathing in the energies of blessings, the power of grace. relaxing the face, forehead, eyelids, tongue, jaw, allowing the shoulders to drop into softness, allowing the hands to be very relaxed as well as the toes, relaxing your thigh muscles, relaxing your calves, relaxing your forearm, relaxing the neck, okay, now just allow the body to breathe naturally on its own. Tap into your inner child or your young adult self. That part of you that has had money issues, money problems, money challenges. It can be present or the past or another lifetime. Breathe deeply, relaxing, allowing the brain to relax into calmness. Okay, bring your awareness to the tip of your nose and stay focused on the tip of your nose. Now you're going to detach, disengage from your pain body, your emotional body, your mental body, tribal consciousness, and the chaos of the world. You're going to let go of your to-do list. And all the tragedies in the world that you know of, including your family, family situations. You're going to let go of your work. Gonna let go of your parenting. Just begin to let go of everything. So as you do this, we're going to move through an arc of light into the free zone, the free space of your spirit. This is a space where anything is possible. This is the space that you call home. Moving away from all the activities of the earth and humanity. Moving into your free zone of creativity and knowing. Relaxing deeper into receiving. Now, as you are completely free of your physical body, viewing from the eye of the soul or with the mind of God, you're going to perceive your physical body in all the places that the worry and stress and anxiety regarding money has affected your health. You're just going to be the voyager and the observer. Could be solar plexus. Could be base of the spine. Could be your right knee. Could be your chest, your neck, your brain. Where has the stress of money affected my body organs? And you're going to take a mental note of those places in your body that have been seriously impacted. Regarding money and success. And where in my brain have I been imprinted with limiting beliefs regarding money, prosperity, abundance, receiving success? Just allow the body to respond. You are the voyager. Going deeper now into your free space. Beginning to tap into the core of your free space. Now, as if you're watching a movie, as the voyager, as the observer, in a space of enchanted neutrality, allow flashes, scenes from your life, your past life, meaning past meaning before today, going back to early childhood, of those instances where you allowed imprinting on the limited beliefs regarding money, success, receiving. You may call forth the initial imprint of limiting beliefs around money. And then see, like in life review, how that has impacted your life regarding making money, saving money, budgeting money, just receiving in general, prosperity, abundance, joy, love. We'll give you a few moments to feel into those experiences from the place of the Voyager. Now we're going to call forth from your free space, as if you're watching a movie, any events and situations where you were interfered with regarding the manifestation of money. I'm going to call for those emotional reactions from your emotional body regarding said experiences and events. You are the Voyager watching a movie. Now begin to breathe in your divine light into the body through the crown, through the silver cord. I'm going to ask for your guardian angel to be present. Now we're going to call forth your divine helpers from the inner planes. As a team now, with your higher self, through I Am Presence, to begin to lift off of your field and your body the veiling that has prevented you from manifesting success and the pure energies of money. At the same time, you're going to feel a change in your emotional and mental body regarding how you view money. So now we're going to view money, we're going to perceive money, feel about money in a new way, in a very positive, very loving way, as if the archetype of money is now your friend and is working for you for your highest benefit and happiness in this earth world. And that you are connecting through your heart space to this archetype that we call money and power. And you begin to feel now as if that archetype, that energy, is your friend. And that you are aligning naturally and automatically to all of the positive benefits that money can bring in this earth world in a way that helps not only self and family, but others. And that money as a medium of exchange is a beautiful thing. And that the right use of money brings you joy, brings you warmth and fulfillment regarding all of your earth needs and requirements. And that you, as a spiritual being in an earthly experience through a human body, can now 100% manage and circulate money in a very positive and constructive way for the benefit of self, family, and others. And that you have the divine right to be financially successful. And we're going to breathe that understanding into the body through the crown. And imagine that it is circulating through your meridians, your 14 meridian channels. Not only in your physical body, but in your etheric body as well. It is now beginning to energize your organs and your other systems, your nervous system, your circulatory system, your respiratory system, your immune system, your lymphatic system, your bones, and your teeth, and your skin, and your digestive system, and your reproductive system. Feel the presence of new life in your physical etheric bodies. Calling forth the power of grace and the blessings energy. To begin to move through all subatomic levels of your body and your being. Tapping into your inner child or your young adult self. Okay, begin now to bring down the golden into the crown and into the heart center. Now invoke the cobalt blue into the crown and then the heart center. And now invoke the violet rose pink. Okay, we're going to focus into the still point behind the physical heart. Now begin to bring in that feeling of expansion and stillness into your body through the still point. Energy is going to go up into the brain as well and circulate through your heart center. And it's going to begin to move through your nervous system and your endocrine system, and especially through the pineal gland, the thymus, and solar plexus. Now, from the core of your oneness, going to invoke the violet light to begin to wash through all of your subtle bodies, all of your energetic bodies, including your physical body. Allowing again all of that old ancient money energy to begin to be washed away. Circulated back to source. And allowing the new blessing energies to begin to embody in your physical etheric body. As if all that old energy is being replaced with new energies, with newness and freshness and brightness. A feeling as if you have just overcome your greatest fear regarding money. And you're now feeling the freedom to manage money in a totally new way. To receive money in a totally new way. To create money and abundance and prosperity in a totally new way, guided by your soul, guided by your spirit, in conjunction with your healing team, your comedy team, your divine helpers. Grounding deeper with the Earth Mother. Okay, breathing deep, you're going to refocus back to your physical body now. Breathing deeply the light, new beginnings. Feel the bottoms of your feet, palms of your hands, the base of your spine, base of your skull, your solar plexus, your still point. Choose to allow now a very gentle integration of this new energies and the release of all of the old energies. Whatever is going to come forth in your life experience is but a mirror for the changes that you are creating in your life as an empowered being, able to manage your money wisely and efficiently. Allow the grace to move effortlessly through your life, in your body, in all areas where money is involved. And breathing deeply, miracles of change, unexpected miracles of change, unexpected blessings, unexpected shifts in internal consciousness. Breathing the power of awakening in the now. Okay, let's focus the breathing through the belly now. Breathe, belly breathing, grounding, stability, balance. Feeling the joy of awakening. Feel the peace. Feel the stillness. Coming back to the body, more awake, more alert, more present, in the now. Feeling the presence of soul through each in-breath. Okay, anchor these changes deep in the body. Allow the body to fully receive step by step, moment by moment. I love money. Money loves me. I and money are one. I honor that which I am. I honor the Lord God of my being. I honor the Lord God in everyone and everything. I honor nature, my comedy team, my healing team, my life counsel, my guardian angel, my inner child. So come into full physical awareness when you are ready. And until next time, drink water. Enjoy your life. Keep receiving the blessings. Namaste and aloha.